Alright, we going.
What's good, you guys? This is another episode of Keith Fit TV, episode 3, and it's your boy Keith Fit. And to my left is my buddy, my pal, my business partner, Lou Money.
What's going on, Keith?
What's going on, Lou? How you doing, bro?
Oh, man. Just blessed to be here again with you, man.
I heard that, man. Truly a true blessing it is, for sure, bro. And today's topic that we're going to talk about is knowing your self-worth. You know what I mean? I believe that is very important to everybody, for them to be able to look in the mirror and understand who they are and what they're worth. So let me ask you, bro, what does it mean to you when you hear that topic, knowing your self-worth?
I mean, it's like taking yourself to the max. Don't put yourself in a low column.
Okay. It's
like, look at yourself as you're more than what you are.
Bam, there we go, there we go.
So, like, trust yourself. You know more than you think you do.
Okay, I like that. I fucks with that. Yeah, because that's pretty much what I get from that, too, is, you know, your self-worth is definitely understanding that you are more than what you believe you are. You know what I mean?
Right,
and that's
right.
And once we understand that, you know, that's when you're able to unlock so many possibilities of creating so many different things that could ultimately help create you a better life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So definitely you want to work. So let me ask you, if an individual was to come to you and say, Man, Lou Money, how can I boost my self-worth? What could you tell them, bro? Because our viewers might even be asking that same question as they're listening.
Right, right. I would tell them, always be yourself and have faith in yourself. Do not go out and look for successful personalities and try to duplicate it. Just be yourself.
Dang, just be, okay, I like that, bro. Can you break that down for me a little bit? Just be yourself. Just be
like,
yourself.
Let's say, for example, if you have a low, if you look at yourself as low and you see someone cool.
You're talking about self-esteem.
Yeah, if you have a low self-esteem. Yeah.
Low, like, okay, like, okay.
So if you have a low self-esteem and you see someone that you think is cool and is up in like the big like group or whatever.
Right, right.
They might be like, man, I want to be like him and do the same exact thing.
Right. Okay.
Instead of just being yourself, knowing what you're worth.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, bro. I like that.
That's just something I like to shoot out there.
Okay. Hey, look. So it's just so funny because I wonder if, like, the mic is going to actually catch the hand clap, bro.
Hey, man, just trying to get... Just trying to, you know, let people know. Just be yourself.
For sure, man. And that's what it's about, man. It's just exactly. Just be yourself, you know what I mean? And with that, you know what I mean, with understanding who you are and your self-worth and knowing that you're, you know what I mean, I believe everybody should, if you don't already, you know that you're an awesome individual, you know what I mean? And that, like, you know, you're alive. You know what I mean? Here, that's what people fail to realize, is what I'm about to go into right now, is people fail to realize that, you know, okay, to break things down, okay, but before your mom gets pregnant, you're just a sperm cell, and you're fighting up against so many other sperm cells that get, you know what I mean, shot out, right? And your life is the one that is lucky out of thousands of different sperm cells. Your life is the one that's lucky that get to be able to grow and develop and then be born, and now you're blessed to this beautiful world that we're at, and you have so many opportunities, and you're blessed to have the opportunity to be able to go out and shake at somebody's hand or tell somebody that you love them or tell somebody that, you know what I mean, you truly wish them the best, and understanding that that alone, you know what I mean, just knowing that alone means you're special in so many different ways, you know what I mean? And that is something that I believe people should need. I believe people should grab onto and hold on to and understand and truly understand when they look in the mirror, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people that, you know, that deal with different things as far as like depression and things of that nature, and what that comes from is an individual, like you were just talking about, their self-esteem, an individual having low self-esteem, meaning that, and then that creates a low self-worth, you know what I mean? So once you skyrocket that bad boy, you know what I mean? Then the confidence goes through the roof. You're able to, you know what I mean, not be afraid to step outside the box and not be afraid to create, you know what I mean? And hopefully develop your life into the life that you're picturing, the life that you want to one day manifest up.
Right.
Is there anything you would like to share, bro?
Just been thinking about this one for a while, you know, after taking a couple days of just sitting back and thinking. Just don't wait until everything is just right. It will never be perfect. There will always be challenges, obstacle courses, and less than perfect conditions. So what? I mean, Keith, you know what I mean? Just get started now. With each step you take, you will get greater and stronger with the more skills and the more self-confidence and more successful when you go in your life.
But, boy, hold on. I think there's a tear coming down my eye right now, bro.
Hey, man, I've just been thinking about that lately, man, you know?
Come on, you the dropping
that's
gems.
That's hard to think.
That is dropping gems, bro.
That's hard to think, but yeah. I mean, it's true, though. That's what I've been thinking. Just day by day, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
Because the more you gain that confidence, the more you do become greater and the more you do become stronger. And then you see a lot of successful things in life.
Right, exactly. And then what I also want to throw in here, because I like what you're saying, bro, and that confidence growing is, I believe, very important. And I believe to go along with that, you know what I mean, is just when you're able to understand that, you know, you're never walking alone. Never. And you're never walking alone, you know, and the way God has life set up for you, he sets it up for us to win, you know what I mean? Like, that's why, if you really think about how powerful a human being's mind is, or it's because, you know, God has truly blessed us, bro. Like, when you really think about it, you say one day, right, for example, you say one day, I want a new car. And it might not happen tomorrow, and it might not happen the day after that. But eventually, if you keep living your life, you're going to get yourself that new car. You know what I mean? That's just a small, simple way, simple example of...
F-250 truck.
Right. That's just a small, simple example of how powerful God has created us and how we're able to manifest anything that we want out of life. You know what I mean?
And some obstacles are harder than others, but you shouldn't stop, you know?
Exactly.
Just keep grinding.
Exactly.
Just punch that obstacle.
Uh-huh. Move exactly. On to the next. Knock it down. Knock them down like dominoes.
And it feels good after you knock an obstacle course down.
Exactly, because it's only going to make you stronger and only going to help develop your self-confidence and so and that's going to also help develop your self-worth, you know? But to go back to what I was just saying, you know what I mean? That being able to create off of, that being able to manifest basically anything that you want because of, you know what I mean? You know, we're all powerful. We're all able to do these things because, you know, we got God's backing us up, you know, just to be able to say, you know, another example, to be able to say to your loved one that you might want to have a baby or whatever. You know, again, it might not happen immediately, but it can happen. You saying another example, saying that I want good grades on a test. Well, it might not happen to the next test, but eventually you're going to start knocking good grades on these tests, because that's something that you might truly want. You know what I mean? But you just got to believe in yourself and believe in your own self-worth, that you are capable of creating whatever type of whatever thing that you might want to create. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The reason why we're in our house is because one day we said we wanted to have our own house. You know what I mean? The reason
worked hard for it.
Yeah, worked. But that's the other thing that goes along with it is, you know what I mean? That's the combo punch right there.
Mm-hmm.
Is the hard work got to back it up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Got
it's
to
like,
back
you don't
want to
have a low esteem and be like, man, I can't get a house. Man, I can't get this car. I see everybody else having this car, but I can't get it. Well, I can't see everybody else have a house, but I can't get it.
Right, bro. So, that's shooting yourself in the foot, yourself, for real.
But it also should give you like a click. Like, wow, they are doing what they needed to supposed to do. They do got a job. They do look at themselves as a high esteem. You mm-hmm, know what I mean?
Yeah,
like they're walking around with pride to show.
Exactly.
Like, instead of walking
and then
with your head down and low esteem.
And then one thing I was listening to Rick Ross talking about why he calls himself the biggest boss. At the time when he first came out, he was not the hottest dude, you know what I mean, out there. But over time of him just telling himself he's the biggest boss, he eventually ended up growing to an icon, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. A legend now in the game. Why? Because he kept telling himself, I don't care what nobody else thinks of me. I know who I am and I know what I'm worth. So if I'm the biggest boss, best believe you about to hear that I'm the biggest boss, you know? And then he's out there and now it took some time, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But eventually he was able to make himself one of the biggest bosses out here in the world right now on this planet, right, you know what I mean? Right. And what I want to say to the viewers is, you know, what makes him different than you? If you're growing up in poverty, he grew up in poverty too. If you putting on some shoes and you got to go left foot, right foot, or right foot, then left foot, guess what? He did the exact same thing. The only thing that could be different is the only possibility of any difference, to be honest, is the fact that his self-worth might have been stronger, like his knowledge, his knowing of his own self-worth might have been more deep, more powerful than yours. But what I'm saying, and this is why we're posting this video, is because we want you to know that, hey, you are great. You are incredible. God made you because you are incredible. You are great. You know what I mean?
You are gifted.
And you are gifted. You are blessed beyond your imagination. And you are capable of transforming your life. Just because today things may look a certain way doesn't mean tomorrow they have to continue to look the exact same way.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, like boy, gems, boy, gems.
Nice. That was nice, man. That was nice. I like that little thing right there, man.
But that's what it is, man. Just because they look one way today doesn't mean tomorrow they have to look the exact same way.
Just tell the viewers, just give it time.
Patience.
Time. Patience and time.
That's right. Yep. That's a big, bro, I like that.
Because a lot of people don't have time. A lot of people don't have patience. You know, some people just want it now. Like, what?
Bro, that's hot, bro.
If this ain't now, then it's not real.
Right.
And so then, if I get it now, then I'll believe it's real because I got it.
And you know what? I think a lot of that has to do with basically that cap. Remember we was talking about that top that the society might have put on us?
Right.
bro, society has molded it so that way an individual would see and want something right now, and they would lose the fact that, lose the understanding of patience, and it takes time, mm-hmm. you know, because Rome wasn't built in a day.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it does take time. What was I gonna say? There was this artist. Man, there was this artist that created a statue of an individual. And the statue was, I want to say, but I don't want to say the wrong thing. But anyhow, so I'm not going to say it. But if you know what I'm talking about, Google it. If anything, there was a statue that was created. And he actually had a big cinder block, is what they made, what they get, what he had. And he had to chip away at the pieces of the cinder block to get to the masterpiece that's sitting there and that has made millions and has been so impactful and so incredible. So what I'm saying to our viewers here is to, if your self-worth is low and those levels are low, don't, like, you got it in you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got it in you. You got that masterpiece in you. Sometimes it's going to take time. It took this dude years to create that masterpiece. You know what I mean? To chip at that stone to create that statue, that amazing work of art. And what I'm saying to you guys is, you know, it might take time. It's going to take time. And how you develop is not how someone else will develop. But that's because God has created different roads for us to walk down. You know, so he might not want you to get it as fast as he wants the next man to get it. But by understanding that, don't allow what's going on around you to derail you and slow you down off of your path that you're traveling down. Trust in the process. Understand who you are and understand that eventually, no matter how long it takes, you will get there. And you will, you know what I mean, come across that finish line to the destination that you want to be at, to that area you want to be.
Now, Keith, I got something for you.
Okay then, bro.
So, I've been getting reached out. People been reaching out to me. And I was just wondering how they could reach out to you if they had anything that they want to get talked about.
Don't put me on a good.
You know what I mean? You know, like, yeah. They talk to me how we're doing a good job.
Right.
But they also want someone to, like, drop comments or something. Like,
uh-huh.
if they're struggling or if they have, like, a topic that we want to hit.
Right.
Is there a way that they can get to touch you or reach out to you?
To reach out to me. Okay. Well, you can follow me on Facebook at Keith Fit. And then I believe my on Snapchat is Keith Fit. No, it's Keith KW154. That's how you can reach me on Snapchat. And my Instagram, I think, is Keith Fit as well. Should be Keith Fit as well. And that's how you guys can reach me. And, you know, I definitely am open to anybody, you know what I mean, that got any type of topics that they want to share or that they want to hear. Something that's been on their mind that they want to become more knowledgeable about, but actually listen to through us and hear our point of view on that, exactly,
mm-hmm.
on that topic. I'm definitely open to all DMs and all Insta messages and any way you want to contact me, please feel free to contact me and my boy Lou Money.
like what he says, I'm always open to. So, episode 2, I gave you guys all my info.
Exactly. So, if you haven't heard it, go back to episode 2. Check it out. It was an incredible episode. And we definitely shared a lot of positive information. And, you know, my dude Lou Money's information is on there if you want to reach out to him as well. Yeah, bro, anything else you want to add?
Just on the lowest scene that brought me, kind of reminded me of, like, episode 2 with the talent gifted.
Yeah.
Is, if you're on a low esteem, how do you know what your talent is?
Damn, I like that. That's a good question.
Because if you have, like, a high self-esteem, you know what your talent is because, like, you have your head high. You're right, always looking. Right. You're always looking around, either for help or even knowing yourself, because that, you know, some people are just like that.
Yeah,
they just
right.
know what they like, what they right. are, and what they like to do.
But what about right?
They're like expanding.
I feel you, bro. And I hate to cut you off, bro. I'm not trying
no,
to.
No, you cool.
But I get it, and now I'm excited because now it's like, what about the people who have the low self-esteem? How do they know their gift? Is that what you're saying? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, but at the same time, like, if you have a low esteem, they're not going to realize their gift.
Right.
Because of how feel about themselves.
Yeah, right. Right. Okay.
Because if they're worrying about themselves, they don't know what their talent is because they're always either sad, depression mode, or
right.
not looking for joy.
Yeah.
Or well, they are, but at the same time, they don't see it as
right.
joy.
Right. I feel exactly where you're coming from, bro. And I almost feel like we should have did this one before we did the last one. For real. Because I definitely think an individual or people should definitely focus on first, focus on, you know, understanding who they are and their self-worth, you know, because what it is what a lot of what self-worth is a lot of just, you know, just being able to look in the mirror and say, I love what I see, and loving yourself is a good way to help produce incredible self-worth. Because once you fall in love with yourself, then certain things you're like, I can't do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm worth more than that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So definitely fall in love with you. Yeah. Bro, hold up. That might be another topic we can do, bro. I don't wanna get on that too much right now. You feel me? But that might be episode 4. Who knows?
Yeah, man. I mean, we always heal.
Yeah, always.
Always.
Always. So then with that, I just wanna you know, close it out. You know what I mean? I think we shot some gems to our people. You know what I mean?
That was great.
Great session, man.
I hope the viewers, you know, got something out of this.
Definitely.
And, you know, do reach out to us and, like, tell us what they think. Like, what do you guys think about this? Like,
exactly. I like that. And I really do. I hope the same. You know what I mean? We need some feedback, you know what I mean, from you guys. And truly appreciate you all. And stay tuned. Episode 4 will be coming soon. We appreciate you guys for listening in. We love y'all. And until next time.
Lou Money out, y'all.